that just kind of leads into what I want to say this morning. I want to think briefly about the blessing of God and how that maybe this helps us to prosper, well, to understand that we prosper in life because of his blessings, and that we see that he empowers us to bring glory to him by the blessings that he gives us, and that blessings are sometimes the gifting for the service of God. All of these things are blessings that he gives us, and this causes us to thank him, to praise him as we just did, to have joy in the service of his, and to have a life of contentment, peace, and devotion. So I'm going to invite you to turn with, or to read with me, this invocation and doxology that's in Psalm 67, and I'll ask you to read responsively to me as I read the odd verses here, and you respond in unison on the bold verses. God be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us.
Let your way be known on earth, your salvation among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you.
Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. There is a Hebrew word that I find a little tough to say in the good Hebrew way, but something like Barak. And the rock shouldn't be, the K shouldn't be hard, but that's about my English way to say it. And it means to bless, to kneel, to praise, and salute. Actually, it sometimes euphemistically is also used in scriptures or by the Hebrews to curse. But that's the other, that's something I didn't study much on. But in the usages that we will be using today, it means to bless. And sometimes the kneeling or the praising and saluting, that kind of meaning. It also might be expanded to mean to endue with power for success, prosperity, fertility, longevity, and etc. So it would be God being merciful to us and blessing us in some of these basic ways of life. I love this invocation as the psalmist put it together. There is a hymn, I believe, that's put some of these words into music, and I didn't think that we have time to do it now, but just makes us think about that, the catchiness of music as we read this. And then I'd have thought it'd be helpful to look at Psalm 103 a little bit, and again, I'll let you help me with this responsively. Now, this is a shift. Instead of asking God for his blessings, it's turning around and blessing him or praising him. So let's think of this, that we have a return to God this morning. Whoa. Did I just do? Guess it's okay. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful essay. And we might pause to ask, how does it apply today? The iniquities, the diseases, the redemption, the crowning, and all the tender mercies and so on, the good things, so that we're renewed like eagles. What does it all mean? Today, the intention of an introductory devotional is to bring glory to God and bless His name. Again, I remind you of the Hebrew word meaning to bless, to kneel, to praise, to salute. So that's part of our worship this morning. We often sing, or sometimes sing, maybe not as often anymore, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And usually it's a benedictory prayer song, and we add amen to the end. Praise God. This morning, praise God from whom all blessings flow. And may it be universal that all of us, and even the heavenly host, praise Him. Then I'd like to think of some verses that have often been used in the Christian church, often been set to music, and are often a benedictory hymn in a choir program or other programs. What we call the Aaronic blessing or priestly blessing is the blessing that God spoke to His leaders in the Old Testament. He said to Moses, you teach the priests to pray this blessing or give this blessing to the people. To me, it's just wonderful to think about this, that God really, the God who really desires relationship with us, desires to bless, to cause to be prosperous in all that that means, to be successful, and to be able to bring Him glory in our living. So I'm going to invite you to read this responsively also. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, so they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. This God wants to be related to us. God wants a close relationship. He'll even share His name with us and with His people, and He will bless them. Of course, it was firstly said to the children of Israel, but we take from this something of His heart that is obviously also true of the Christian church. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. This lifting up His countenance upon you means that He will look upon us with favor. The Lord notice and bless and favor you. What a wonderful passage. Thinking of the blessing of God, as I said in the introduction, I believe that God's blessings are to cause us to prosper in life. They empower us to bring glory to Him. And they are giftings many times for the service of His. And they result as we exercise and receive these blessings in peace and joy and thanksgiving and devotion and praise to Him. So it is that we come back to this benedictory song, and maybe as a conclusion of this devotional, I'd just like to have us sing it prayerfully. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him.